Salutations, my dear brothers and sisters and friends. Welcome one more time to the table of the Lord for our daily devotion this morning. Shall we pray? Most gracious, eternal Heavenly Father, give you the praise, give you the honor and the glory for this morning. And Lord, as we come before Thee, in sharing of Thy precious word, we invite Your Spirit to break the bread of life to the hungry hearts of Your children, that, Lord, You grant them as they have need of. Precious Master, thank You, Father. Take over, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Yeah, so I'm your brother, Charles Obuon, ministering by the grace of the Lord. So shall we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13? Just read one verse, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It reads, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, as we began yesterday our sharing, we titled it, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we promised that we would consider different aspects as the Spirit of the Lord leads us. So we pick from there, and we said that history and even the Bible shows us there are many others who have tried to conquer the world, but when it came to the time of death, they failed. We can, for example, see leaders like Hitler, Alexander the Great, maybe Muhammad, you know, the pharaohs, and others that you know of yourself. But when it came to the time of death, they all failed. But our precious Lord Jesus Christ is the mighty conqueror. And His conquest is the best of all in that He conquered death. And we know that death is the greatest enemy of the human race, or mankind. But the good news we have is that our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when He died on the cross, when He was buried and He rose again, He rose as the mighty conqueror. And one of the enemies that He defeated was death. And we want to go a little bit to the scriptures, and we shall also then be underlining the resurrection power, and how that we as God's children should be experiencing the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus in our lives. Amen. So let's go and hear the testimony of Apostle Peter. Just after they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. This is his testimony. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. He says, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Now watch in verse 24. "Whom God has raised up." You watch that. "Having loosed the pains of death." "Because it was not possible that he should behold then of it. For David speaks concerning him, 'I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer your Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us to this day.
Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ. You watch that. That his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus, now watch also, brother, sister, here. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. We all are witnesses. And we need to be also witnesses, brothers and sisters, of the same resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 33. Therefore, being by right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended to the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Yes, him. That's the power of the resurrection. He rose as the mighty conqueror. And the Bible says here, verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. So if we see here, brothers and sisters, how Peter really placed here by the leaders of the Holy Ghost about what our Lord Jesus Christ did, you see, on the cross of Calvary, his death, his burial, resurrection was a great victory for the church, you see. And I want us to review verse 24. It says, whom God has raised up, you see, having loosed the pains of death. So, you see, death had pains. But this is the good news, brother, sister, that the death of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection has loosed the pains of death. Amen. Death is a conquered enemy. You see, when a child of God even goes today, remember what Jesus said in the Revelation. Let's just read that scripture, put it here, and you'll see, just to encourage you and me, that one of the greatest enemies of the mankind, the power of death, was defeated on the cross of Calvary. And this should give you hope and encouragement and joy as a Christian this morning. Amen, amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus speaking said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forever. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. So today, the keys of hell and death, no longer in the hands of Satan, but in the hands of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. And he has loosed the pains of death. That's why a child of God, even when time comes to leave this world, the Bible does not consider that he is dead, but rather he is asleep in Christ Jesus and will be resurrected someday. You see? And here the Bible says that Jesus Christ lost the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You should be rejoicing there, my precious brother and sister. But the thing of it is that, which I want to say about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we can declare now that our Lord Jesus Christ lives. Amen. But also, not only that, but you also are alive with him. You see, that's the thing I want you to see. He is raised up, but also he raised you up into a new life with him. Amen. Let's read Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Let's tie it here. We are looking at Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how do we know that he's risen? Amen. How do you know that he's risen? Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 says that buried, Apostle Paul speaking to the Colossians said, buried with him in baptism. You see where that baptism went into. It's if you recall the time you were baptized, you see. by water, the Bible says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him, with who? With Christ, through the face of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Amen. Listen, Christ is, God raised him from the dead, but it's not only him, Christ, that God raised from the dead, but if you're a believer, and you are listening to me, brother, sister, even you, the Bible says you already risen with him. Amen. Through the face of the operation of God. He have nothing to do with it. God did it himself. Amen. God has done a wonderful work in your life, brother, sister. He not only raised Jesus from the dead, but he also raised you from the dead. Amen. In verse 13 says, and you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The Bible, the word quicken means make alive. He has quickened you together with him. Yes, meaning that you are now alive with Christ. Having forgiven you all trespasses, now you are alive in Christ. Why? Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. Amen. The Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do you know? How do you know that he is risen? We can prove it. As we said yesterday, he proves it. First of all, himself proves it. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, let's read the scripture there. Acts chapter 2, we shall come back to Colossians. Acts chapter 2, verse 3 says, Acts chapter 1, verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. I think that's a better pronunciation of that word. I was saying infallible, but I think it's infallible proofs. Listen. In other words, listen, it cannot be contested. Listen, infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And the Bible tells us he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So my precious brother, there must be an infallible proof in your life that he is risen. And now do you know that he is risen? He lives in your heart. And how does he live in your heart? By the new birth, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, the resurrection transforming power is in your life. Nobody can make you explain it away. Nobody can make you to doubt. You experience what the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, your life, your character, your everything is a testimony that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have experienced his resurrection power and it has changed your life. It has changed your walk. It has changed your prayer life. It has changed your addressing God. It has changed your character. It has changed everything around you. And people even around you can see that something did happen to you. Why? Because you are raised to the cross into a new life. Even Colossians 3:1 says that having raised to the cross, set your affections on heavenly things. You get it? Why? Because he has already conquered death. He raised, you see, from the dead. The best conquest ever man did was to conquer death. To conquer the devil, and the devil's defeated, sickness is defeated, sin is defeated, the world is defeated, every demonic power is defeated, and precious brother, sister, now you possess within you resurrection power. That is the transforming power in your life. And right now, God is leading you from glory to glory, up to rapture and eternity yonder. He proves it in your own life. Jesus lives in you. You are alive with him. You see, and you ought to be the happiest person on earth today. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's wind up in Colossians chapter 2. Let's wind up there in Colossians chapter 2. Resurrection power. And also one scripture in Philippians. Colossians chapter 2 says there that verse 13 says, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Oh, hallelujah. Blotting out and writing of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross, having spoiled principalities. In other words, disarmed the principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And remember, you are now in him. So every demonic power is under your feet. You see, every principality is under your feet because you are raised with Jesus and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us read our last scripture, Philippians 3, verse 10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That was the ambition of this apostle Paul, to know him and the power of his resurrection. And we are closing by saying, precious brother, sister, to know him is life. It's okay to know his word, but to know him is life. Listen, and the power of his resurrection. That's why one time, Brother Branham, somebody told Brother Branham that, you man, you don't anything, you are just ignorant of the word of God. Jesus, well, Branham told him that, yes, I may be ignorant of his word, but I know the author real well. So, to know the author is life. To know the author of the word of God is life. Yes, God's word is spirit and life, but you must have a personal experience with the person of Christ in his resurrection power. May that word encourage you this morning that Jesus is raised in your life, but only that, but also you are alive with him. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hey, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this precious word that you've given to us. I trust that, Father, may the Spirit of the Lord take it to the hearts of your children to give them faith and encourage them this morning, that as they walk with you, they know that you have they hold the victory of the purchase of the blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. They have that resurrection power tugging in their lives. Let them go with the faith, and may your blessings rest upon them as they move with you this morning. Grant it of Savior, for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.